Knoxville wins it by a score of 63-57. Joined now by Knoxville basketball player, junior Carson Udemarkt, as the Panthers win it by a score of 63-57 on Tuesday. Carson, was that as much fun from down there as it was up here?
It was a lot of fun. You know, we kind of got down there in the second half. We kind of turned it over. They got a couple offensive rebounds, putbacks, but I was just so proud of we stuck together, didn't hang our heads, and we went on a run of our own, yeah.
Coach called timeout. I think you were down maybe 8 points, and all of a sudden the shots fall. The defense picks it up. Was there something said in the huddle, or was just like, all right, it's time for our shots to fall?
Well, Jay was just – he just looked at all of us, and he's like, this isn't who we are. You know, it's not us. And, you know, we just kind of realized we can win this game, and everybody wanted to, and I think the energy just got back into us after Jay, you know, was a leader and took charge.
Brought up Jay Keller, 19 points. What a game that kid had. I mean, he was the one hitting the shot, so was it like, okay, feed Jay the ball. He's got the hot hand right now?
Yeah, I mean, Jay started the season rough, but nobody sees the work that he puts in off the court and all the shots he gets up. So it's so awesome to see him, you know, get hot and show what he can actually do. And I think everybody just feeds off of, you know, if one person gets hot, and you saw Gabe hit a couple after Jay did. And I don't know, I think we just work really well together off of one person. You know, it's not us, it's, you know, it's a team.
And Gabe had a difficult start. His shots weren't falling, but boy, the last couple of games, he started to get the eye on as well. When you guys are shooting and they're all going in, I mean, what is that like out there, knowing that, all right, anybody takes a three, it's going in?
Yeah, you know, like, I didn't have the night I wanted, but I knew that I had Gabe come in for me, I had Jay, I had Noah, I had Landon. Like, you know, you don't have to really think about what you do, it's just about what the team is going to do. And I don't know, I think that's what makes us so good and so dangerous, is it's not just one guy every night, it's the whole team that can contribute.
Coach brought that up before break, that you guys are all just, you know, if one guy is having a good game, it doesn't matter who it is. You know, if you have 20 points, you know, the other, everybody else is happy. Noah has 20 points, same thing. You know, is that just from working out with each other, not only during the season, but off season as well?
Yeah, I think it's just we push each other in practice so much, and sometimes it gets heated, and sometimes, you know, we work so hard that when we see each other succeed, it's just so awesome to see, and you're just so proud.
And, you know, you have a lot of these guys in other sports. I know you're a golfer, so, you know, you kind of, you know them in other ways. How does that help everybody? I know golf is completely different from basketball, but how does that help with, you know, like you, Noah, and you know, the rest of the guys that are on the golf team every spring?
Yeah, off the court, all of us are really close. Like, not a lot of teams have that where all of them hang out, they're super close and stuff. And I do think that helps us a lot, because that trust even goes even further, just because we know each other on a personal level.
What has been the emphasis? What was the emphasis over break in practice that Coach wanted to get across?
Well, we put in that 2-3 zone, so we were pushing that really hard, and we played at Pleasantville, and it worked really well. So I think, you know, just sticking to the plan and just being ourselves, it's not like we don't – the next game is the most important. We don't look too far ahead. We don't look behind us. That win's awesome, but we have Albia. Albia is never an easy win ever, so, you know, we have to play our best basketball still.
Top of the conference. How does that feel?
That's awesome.
Especially coming off of last year where, you know, I guess you could kind of look at last year as, you know, a growing year and as a year that, okay, new faces all over the place. You know, what is the ceiling for this team, you think?
Man, I don't know, Derek. It's some nights we're on, and sometimes we have to work really hard. It's, you know, I'm excited for the rest of the season for sure.
And you said Albie is going to be tough. I'm sure they haven't forgotten what you guys did to him last year down at Albia. And that it's always kind of a little bit of a rivalry between you guys and Albia and, you know, the crazies down there. You know, how do you handle that, you know, being on the road and knowing their fans can get a little rowdy on occasion?
Yeah, that place is always loud. But what we did last year, you know, that was the glimpse of what we could do this year. And I don't know, we'll have a game plan. Coach will get us ready, and, you know, we'll just go play basketball.
All right. See you down Albia on Friday.
Thank you.
That's Carson Udemarkt, Knoxville basketball junior. We'll be back for more right after this on KIA KRLS.